Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. How are you? And welcome to the show tonight. I'm excited to be here because I'm going to get you guys off quick and you'll understand why in a few minutes. I told you I was going to talk about the full moon or the moon phases and also an angel that works with them. So let me explain why I want to do that, because the moon phases can really help you manifest and make things happen. Lots of money, lots of love, lots of life choices, lots of career opportunities. I like it because it's lots of. Okay, so when you learn to use the moon phases as well as your angels and most of all your intention, because your intention is I choose to have this happen in my career, I choose this to happen in my love life, and then you put that out there when a moon phase is going on, and we'll talk about that in a second. And as for, I like Archangel Haniel because she works with moon energy. And what is moon energy? Moon energy is really important because the moon is one that deals with your emotions, okay? So it's, in India, and they think that the moon is to them what our sun is to us. So if your birthday is January 16th, and that's where the sun was on January 16th. You know, it was in Capricorn, for instance. They would look at the moon energy. Like my moon was in Libra. Okay, so March the 19th, I was in Libra. My moon was in Libra. So, they think the moon is more important than actually the sun, where the sun is. So, I'm not sure either way. I mean, I think it's six of one, half a dozen of the other, but I do know that on March the 19th, when my birthday is, that's when I get a lot of birthday wishes and also presents sometimes, right? That's kind of cool. So what does that mean, the different phases of the moon? And we had a full moon last night. It was actually a super moon, and it was in Pisces. And a super moon means that it was the closest to the Earth. And how does that help us, and what does that mean? Well, I think the full moon to be, and I'm not an expert by any stretch of imagination, but this was an idea by Corrine. She sent it to me. She goes, can you talk about this? So I appreciate it when somebody Facebooks us or sends us an idea at Angel Coaches to talk about something. So the full moon, it was a super moon, meaning that it was closest to the Earth. And so if you guys saw it last night, did it look really close? Yeah, it did. And it started at 9:30 East Coast time, and we have 24 hours before it changes, okay? So that's my understanding. So at 9:30 tonight, it won't be a full moon anymore. It may not look like it already. I haven't been outside yet. But what does that mean when it's in Pisces? Well, Pisces, that's February 19th or 20th till March the 20th. And Pisces is a very emotional planet. It's also very spiritual. And so the moon was in Pisces, so it's all about getting your emotions out there, cleaning up the karmic stuff that you have in your soul plan that you came here to clean up. You can really use this super moon, full moon to do that. If you want, it's all emotional too. Pisces is an extremely emotional sign, okay? So when the moon, the super moon, the full moon is in Pisces, what does that mean for you in your love life? Well, for your love life, that means that you can attract and get a lot of emotional joy after upheaval. So be super aware of that too as well. Clean up the karmic mess or balance the karmic stuff between you and your relationships. And that doesn't only mean love, but it can mean family, okay, and friends. So that's something right there. So you have today until 9:30 East Coast time, and the show starts at 8:30. So I'm going to get you off in case you want to go out there and say a prayer to Archangel Haniel and write a little prayer to your Archangel Haniel and the full moon. Thank you for making this happen in my love life, because this is a real time to make things happen in your emotional love life, okay? Do I use it with career? I have, but I think the new moon is better for that, for new beginnings, you know, new things happening, okay, new relationships, new beginnings. So whatever you're looking to create in your love life, in your family life, this is a great way to do this because it is a super moon and there's a lot of passion there. and that kind of thing. I want to make sure that you guys can hear me, so somebody just texted me. Hold on 1 second. Anyway, so if you have a problem hearing me, let me, please text me or, you know, give me a quick text here. Sometimes it will be down here on the beach where I live. So that's what this moon is for. It's for you to really balance your karma, also clean up your karmic debt if you feel like you have one, you know, and that's all relative to you. And what else does it mean? It means that if you're, like, looking to attract a new relationship or change a relationship, this would definitely be the time to do it, okay? So my friend, I just want to share this with you really quickly. Michael, he just opened up a casino, an online casino, and he said to me, he said, is this a good time for me to make money? And I said, any time for you, Michael, is a good time to make money because he's extremely lucky. But I told him that the new moon, which we'll talk about in just a second, is really key. But really quickly, I told him I'd give him a little plug, and I said, I'll find a perfect time, and I feel like I should stop and say, I played with, he gave me some casino tickets, and I played on his online casino, LuckyParadiseCasinos.com or LuckyParadiseCasinoLive.com, and it's for anybody in the world, and it's where they play sports. There's sports betting, poker, and blackjack, and I played blackjack, and I won. So I said, wow, that was pretty amazing. This is like my second time ever playing. And so, you know, he says that's where you can be lucky at luckyparadisecasinos.live.com and also for safe betting because there's some good stuff and good people out there that will take care of you. But on that note, as I said, Michael, your new moon is better for you to really pitch your, you know, get your business off the ground. And he says, okay, so let's talk about the new moon and the phases of that. The new moon is new beginning, all right? So that's a pretty easy one to remember, right? And what does that look like? Well, if, say you're starting a business or you wanted to do something new with your business or new with your relationship, then you can do that on the phases of the new moon. And that starts this time, September 24th, and I think that is 6:14 East Coast time, and so you and I got to double check that. But you can start. You know what I do is when I will write a prayer that I want to create and or put my intention on paper. Maybe that's a better way of saying it. Like I would like to, if you guys want to, for instance, I'd like to get a promotion, and that's what I choose to create, and that's what I choose to attract in my life. And thank you, Archangel Haniel, and the new moon for. The new moon is like capital to make things happen. And so all you have to do is write that on a piece of paper. I throw my prayer after I say it, and, you know, so be careful with that because you don't want to light anything on fire. And I burn my prayer or my intention to make sure that I say it outside in front of the new moon or the full moon, you know, and full moon is full of emotion and love. And the new moon is new beginning, okay? So and once you do that, then you can just write that prayer down, write that intention down, say it out in front of and loud in front of God and the universe, because I don't whisper it, I'll say it out loud. You can whisper it if you're like in a big city, whatever, I guess. But the most important is that you write it down, you go out and you say, thank you for giving this to me, Archangel Haniel, God, whoever you pray to, and thank you, new moon, full moon, for making this happen, helping me make this happen, because it's like a gas pedal, all right? So, if you don't use the full moon, that's okay. But if you do, or the new moon, I always think it's like your gas pedal or maybe you're driving a Honda, and when you use the new moon and the energy of the new moon for your intentions, it's like driving a Tesla, okay? So both are great cars, but which one goes faster? You know what I mean? So that's something that to remember too as well. But that starts, our new moon starts on September 14th, I think at 6:14 East Coast time. And our full moon, okay, super moon, you still got time here to make your intention happen, write it out. I choose to have a great love life, maybe with someone or whatever. Or I choose to attract a great partner and list the qualities that you want in that partner, write it down, sexy, savvy, and sensual, you know what I mean, or smart, or all of those. And write it down and say thank you, Archangel Haniel, because she's really one that is in charge of moon energy. Or you can ask that from anyone, I think, but because she's specifically there for the moon, I think it's her to work with her, okay? And she's an archangel after all, right? Go along with an archangel. So ask for help to attract that into your life and to happen for you. And that's a couple things right there. You can use any of the archangels. I have a friend of mine that used to do that to bring her mate in, and she got married and now has a baby. And, well, her baby is like 3 years old, but every new moon, every full moon, she used that to make, you know, to attract, put her intentions out there and attract things to her. Now, I'm not saying that you can't use a first quarter moon or, a last quarter moon, but I like the new moon and the full moon, especially this one, because it never really happens in Pisces, and now we've got some great things going on with it, and you still got about 35 minutes when I end this call to go out there and put your intentions out there and make it happen with the new moon. So really quickly, what I do is I write my intentions down on a piece of paper. Dear Archangel Haniel, I always pray to God and the angels, and, you know, they're like Haniel because she's in charge of moon energy. So you guys are just tuning in. Thank you for helping me. And then I put my intention out there for my own love life this time, because I like using the this great big moon that we have, full moon that we have. It's amazing. It's a super moon because it means closest to the earth, and it is in Pisces. And Pisces is all about emotions and cleaning up the karma, balancing the karma between you and your mate, or you and your life, whoever that may be, and bringing in great love. And so put that intention out there and choose to create great love with my new partner or an existing partner and be super happy. And if you're attracting a new partner, I choose to be super happy, and I like to attract a smart, sexy, savvy, sensual, for example, man or woman, whichever you're choosing. And thank you, Archangel Haniel. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Buddha, whoever you pray to, for helping me make this happen. And thank you, New Moon, for giving me a big old gas pedal to attract that to me. That's something I say. I say the prayer loud. I then burn it. And I also have a candle out there. That's something you don't have to do. I'm just giving you everything I've done and some of the people that I've worked with over the years have done. And I'm not, as I said, an astrologer by any stretch of imagination, but I do know about the moon phases a little bit because I've used them myself. And a guy that I wanted to date and work things out with a few years ago, I used the, I'll never forget using every tool I had to make things happen in my life. And that's one of the ones that I used was the full moon. And did I get him back? You bet. Did I keep him? No, but that wasn't the full moon. That was just me saying, hey, enough is enough. I'm kidding. And then you guys have said you have a new moon, which is great for new beginnings, new projects, new things to happen. And so you don't want to miss that too as well. And if you're starting a new business, just like I told my friend Michael with his Lucky Paradise Casinos Live.com, the new moon is something to really get your business off the ground or to get a project off the ground, to plan new projects. You know, I have a friend of mine that she's planning her wedding, and she says, I'm going to go say a prayer in the new moon. I said, well, you can say it in the full moon because it's a wedding, and that's full of love, and it's in the new moon, will help you get that project off the ground. So anyway, and that's, I think it starts at 6:14 East Coast time, I believe. So just double-check that, you can. And as I said, you have, that's not East Coast time, I'm so sorry. You guys got to check it, okay? So just go check the new moon, September 24th, though. And right now, the full moon, the phases of the moon last, I think, 24 hours. So the full moon started last night at 9:30 East Coast time. So we have until 9:30 tonight. So if you're looking to attract great love, great guy, great girl, this is the moon to do it, okay? So I hope that helps you. Archangel Haniel is there for you to work with, too, as well, or any of them work. I have one of a client that uses Archangel Ariel because she's really good at working in the outside. You know what I mean? So she likes the outside and working, you know, and bringing and attracting things to people when they, you know, when they're, you know, and she likes the outside. So, you know, like moon energy, sun energy, outside anything, animals, plants. She's very good with that. So. She does a little bit of everything there, regarding our planet. So I was working with her too as well, and I had a client that did that too. So you got a lot to start with. You got a lot to work with. You've got about 45 minutes to make this happen. I'm going to make a couple of quick announcements before I let you guys go and say your prayers, put your intention out there. I prefer intention rather than a prayer. And they all work, you guys. I mean, they really do work. So, but what does that look like? Just write your intention out, say it out loud, and then, and thank the angels, Ahenio or whoever you work with, to make this thing happen for you. And you've got a great gas pedal. Full moon in Pisces is all about love and joy and spirituality and all that. So if that helps you, and my friend, he started a little bit last month with his full moon and new moon stuff. He's got a new relationship. He got engaged. He's got a new business. So if you've got a new business, some of you guys out there that will listen in now or later, remember, get your new business off the ground using the new moon because it's all about new beginnings. And as I said, if you want a great time and have some fun with your business, this is a great way to kick off your intention, whatever you're trying to do, making money, having fun, being successful. And as my friend Michael's doing, he says, Tree, I kicked it off last month. I was doing really well, and he asked me to play, and I won. So I'm giving him a little plug because he's been such a great friend to me. So go check his site out, LuckyParadiseCasinosLive.com. You can sports bet. You can play live poker and live blackjack. And most of all, you can just enjoy feeling safe and comfortable that you can win, and you don't have to go broke trying to do that, okay? And just enjoy the game and have a lot of fun playing some blackjack or whatever. So be safe, as I said, at Paradise Casinos, and I hope that helps you guys. So I know that I enjoy playing. All right, everybody. We've got Thursday night. We've got a special speaker, and I'm super excited about having him. He is amazing. What does that look like? He's a coach, and he's going to be talking about soulmate relationships. So I can't wait to have him on there. And I see a couple of you guys just got on the phone, so I'm going to say this one more time. It's a new moon until 9:30 tonight. So go out there, outside, okay? Write your intention out. I like to create great love. I like to heal my body, but this is new. I forgot about that. This new moon is all about healing your body, healing your mind, body, and spirit, balancing the karma, and you say thank you, Archangel Haniel, because she's an archangel who's in charge of the moon, moon energy, for bringing me here where I can heal myself, I can have great love, and thank you for helping me make it happen. Light a candle, say the intention or prayer, and I burn mine as well, so I'll be out there tonight doing my own thing on the beach, and it doesn't matter where you are. The most important thing is that you do it, okay? And wait till we have our show on Thursday night. I'm super excited about it. With a new coach, it's going to talk about all about the qualities of attracting your soulmate and how to do that. So he's amazing, and I'm excited about that. And also, we have, you guys, I don't know if you read this on Facebook, but I really try to get some special speakers for Transformation Thursday. And I just heard back from, you guys remember the kid that a lot of you read about and asked me about if we get him on as a speaker? Ted, I got a response from his PR team, and they said, if you send us all the information, I think we're going to do it. So he's a kid that at 14 years old, he said, I want to own a restaurant, and he does, and he has Down syndrome. But he followed his heart, followed his passion, and look what he's done. So I'm super excited about having him on as a guest. And so we're going to set that up, and I'll keep you guys posted about that, too, as well. Another person that I'm really trying to connect with, too, as well, and I heard that, but it's a little further down the road, is an astronaut. So he's been up there in space and visited the moon. So wouldn't it be cool to talk to him and see what that's like, right? I bet he's got a different perspective than we all have. Hmm? So that's Transformation Thursday, a couple of speakers that one of them I – pretty sure we'll be on, and then the other one, hopefully, but it's a little further down the road. So if you have an idea or you have a guest you think would be wonderful about who's chasing their passion, making things happen, and overcoming obstacles, we would love to talk to them. Because that's what I set Thursday, Transformation Thursday, up for. People that are transforming their lives, forming their lives by following their passion and showing us all how we can do the same. anyway, you guys take care. Have a great now, and good luck with the moon energy. All right, it's a full moon for another 35 minutes. All right, bye, everybody.